We're talking today with Roy Lee Lindsay of the Oklahoma Poor Council. Roy Lee, let's talk about several things. Right now, we're in a public comment period over the EPA's decision to roll back to 2012 levels the renewable fuel standard. Predictably, we've got the ethanol folks up in arms. Livestock industry has come out and said that that's great news, that's a good first step in dealing with renewable fuels and the RFS standard. You know, why, you know, give me a little bit of feel of why the pork industry in the state will benefit if the RFS is rolled back.
Well, there are a couple of things. One is we believe it's going to have an impact on what we pay for grain. We've said from day one that we don't mind competing to buy grain, but we want to compete on an even playing field. And when you have a mandate that says you must produce so much corn ethanol, you're not competing on an even field to buy grain. So that's always been our big hesitation and big objection to what the RFS has been. I've seen some of the economist numbers that say it's going to have a 10 bushel or 10 cent per bushel impact in terms of where we're at. A little bit of quick math. We produce about 3 million market hogs in the state of Oklahoma. Takes about 10 bushels of corn per market hog. If you're 10 cents a bushel savings, you're talking about $3 million back into the pocket of Oklahoma pork producers. That's bottom line. Just put that money back in your pocket and not have to spend it to buy corn. That's a huge step forward. It also is, in general, the bigger picture, it's the first time EPA has really admitted that, hey, this arbitrary number standard that was created in the RFS doesn't work. And we've suggested that to them over the last several years, more than once in the last 5 years when we've had a shorter corn crop or we had a drought like we did last year in the Corn Belt, and this RFS really tightened up supplies or the demand for corn from the RFS really tightened up supplies. So at least now EPA is acknowledging, hey, we got to do something different. They didn't set, you know, if they had set the blend rate at a percentage of total gas used, then that might have made a little more sense, because what we've seen is they've done everything under their power to make cars more efficient. We're driving less because of the economy, I think. And so gas usage has come down. The amount of ethanol we got to blend has gone up, and we're actually now producing more ethanol than we can blend in E10 blends. And so that just doesn't make sense to mandate that you're going to blend it at a level that we can't use. Mm-hmm. And so it's a typical, it's another example of how when we set this up, when the RFS was created, nobody envisioned this kind of challenge down the road. Mm-hmm. And now you got a government program in place and it's been running for years. And now you got to try to fix it, and taking it out is always harder than keeping it out, if that makes sense. So people ask all the time, why do you oppose certain laws, or why do you oppose the inaction of this standard? And the answer ultimately is that keeping it from getting on the books the first time is a whole lot easier than taking it off the books or changing it somewhere down the road. And the issues with RFS just really demonstrate that.
Right. You know, obviously, corn prices with the bumper corn crop that we've got this fall have already come down a couple of dollars a bushel, really. That has to be one of the success stories for 2013 for the hog industry.
Yeah, it's again, if you just look at the simple numbers that I gave you with 3 million market hogs and 10 bushels of corn per hog, you're talking about 30 million bushels of corn just to feed the market hogs that are here in Oklahoma, not talking about maintaining our sow base. And so if you save a dollar, or if you save $2 a bushel on what those are, you see corn prices projected out into next year where finally, after 3 or 4 years of really struggling to make profits, mm-hmm. we have an opportunity to put some money back into the bank to build up some equity again. And you know, what tends to happen economically, and this is more of a macro picture, I think, farmers in general tend to develop equity in their farm over time. And so when years are good, they make a little money and they pay down on the farm and maybe they put a little money in the bank, because they all know that that year's coming when things are not going to be good. And what we've seen over the last 3 years is really a drawdown on all that equity. And so a lot of that equity is gone. And the challenge is almost always that you lose the equity much faster than you can build it up. And that's exactly what's happened in our business. And so we have an opportunity, looks like, going into 2014. We've not expanded the sow herd yet, as an industry here in the States. It's going to grow some, but I think it's growing going to be very measured growth. I don't think it's going to be an explosion, if you will. Again, because of some of this uncertainty, we still didn't have – we had a bumper corn crop, but we didn't have great weather. Mm-hmm. And so the fear is still out there. What's the weather going to be as you go into next year's corn crop? And so there's discussion and plans. How do we grow the industry? How do we capture that? But if you look at overall production, we're not producing more pigs than we were a year ago. We're not doing those things. And in order to capture, if you will, in order to capture a lot of this profit potential, we're going to have to add some more pigs, and we're going to have to grow, and somebody's going to do that. But as you do that, it cuts into how quickly you can rebuild that equity.
You mentioned the fact that really we haven't grown the sow herd, not producing more pigs in the state. There has been something of a little bit of a shift anyway, and we're sending a lot more pigs out of state than maybe we first were a few years ago.
Yeah, I think it's going to be an ongoing trend for us in Oklahoma. I think it is what we should expect down the road. One of the things that we know and you can see very clearly is that the real value, when you talk about selling a hog farm in the state of Oklahoma today, the value is not the farm itself as much as it is in the permit or the license to operate. Because once you get a license to operate, you can put you're limited to how many animals you can put on that farm, but you can change animals from finishers to sows to sows to finishers, whatever you want to do. That you can change, and it's an easy change, and it's just a matter of what will your farm accommodate and what will your plans and structures accommodate. So we're seeing producers in the state today take finish sites, sites where we'd take hogs from, you know, wean weight to market weight, and convert those into sow farms. And it's a pretty simple economic equation. I can put about 2,500 baby pigs on a truck and ship them to Iowa. Or I can put about 1,000 bushels of corn on a truck and bring it back to Oklahoma. Well, that 1,000 bushels of corn at 10 bushels per pig will only feed about 100 pigs. So does it make more sense to send 2,500 pigs to corn or to bring 100 bushels of corn to pigs? And at the end of the day, or 100 pigs worth of corn back to Oklahoma. So at the end of the day, the simple economics say it's much more efficient to ship pigs where there's corn than to bring corn to the pigs. And so that's going to continue. That trend is going to continue. We also know as we deal with disease issues and pressures on the sow herd that Oklahoma is still very isolated from most of the rest of the country in terms of sow herds, in terms of pig numbers. You know, if you get up into Iowa, Minnesota, Illinois, North Carolina, where those extremely dense areas of pork production, we still have pretty sparse production. We have places in the state where it's dense, but nothing like they have in Iowa, or nothing like they have in North Carolina. And so we still have a better health status here in Oklahoma, for the most part, than they do in other places. And so that makes us an ideal place to raise sows and produce baby pigs for the rest of the country.
Without trying to pass judgment one way or the other, the reality is that the industry is moving toward a lot more group housing as far as sows are concerned. Are you seeing a lot of movement within the state, or are we still trying to wait till maybe toward the end of that these demands by some of our customers?
It's a great question, and the answer to the question is yes, and it's both. You have some producers in the state. All of the Smithfield Company-owned farms here in the state, Murphy Brown facilities, are already converted into a form of group housing. You see some producers that remodel barns that are adding group housing because it makes sense to do it as they remodel. The big challenge is that you can't take an existing facility and just convert it into something with group housing. You have to build more space. You have to have more space if you're going to go to group housing. And so that means you either have to reduce the number of animals on the farm or you have to add buildings. Those two things have to happen. So you don't just go into an existing site unless you're going to make a comprehensive change in the facility and change it. So it's not as simple as saying, well, we're just going to take the gates off and they're going to roam around in the barn. It doesn't work that way. And so when we start talking about a conversion, we have producers that are absolutely convinced that the best thing possible for those animals is individual gestation stalls. We have other producers that believe that you can manage sows in group housing, and that's a better system overall. Ultimately, what we found is that the biggest key in all of this, in how we care for our animals is the people that work with them every day. It's not the system. It's not gestation stalls. It's not group housing. It's not any of the mechanics of the system. It's the people that do it every day. And if the people do the right thing, then the systems are fine. That's not a problem.